every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Do you know what I like to do during my day after we finish work? Chat to my mate. Fev and I were on the phone yesterday having a chat.
Yeah, we were.
We do that.
We have a bit of a bitch about Byron.
Yeah, remember when he couldn't press the buttons properly and remember when that went wrong.
Yeah. We can't vent here because he gets upset.
That's cool. Now, remember when you criticised me for a mistake?
And he has his family in here. Yes, it was Zephyr, so we didn't want to embarrass him in front of his son.
But remember when you criticised me and it turned out to be Leon's fault for everything? But continue.
But then remember you had to get off the phone, Fev, because you were in the middle of a conversation with the lady who was doing your laundry.
Boxy. Told you. I said to Boxy, I go to Boxy, do not mention this on radio. Bang.
You're the Mr. Mum.
It's an hour in and you bring it up.
You tell us how you do all your family's laundry and then you're at the laundry.
You're listening, Alex. I never say that.
You're already in so much trouble.
I know. I don't do the washing. I don't like it.
I
do it, but then I get in trouble because I put stuff in stuff and it's just not well.
Yeah.
Like I remember I put, like Alex had this top and she never really buys anything. It was like $500 like grouse top and she'd worn it once and I chucked it in with like everything and it was the size of like Toby's clothes now.
Yeah, don't.
It shrunk it and ripped it.
Great news for Toby though. I mean,
great news for me because Alex said don't ever do the washing ever again.
That too.
I said, okay, honey. So anyway, we've been away and we're having had the baby and we've got 7 people live in our house.
Crazy.
So it's a lot of washing. We've got Daniel's footy training stuff because he's back at pre-season. There's a couple of different bits of clothing.
I mean, you didn't ask for that.
Yeah, didn't ask for that.
We've got a premiership.
We've got Mia's clothes.
House.
We've got my clothes. We've got the kids. They swim in the pool. There's towels. And we've only got one washing machine. So it's a nightmare. Just an absolute nightmare. So I said to Schnooksy.
Most people have one washing machine. We've only got one washing machine.
Yeah, but you've got one washing machine. You have one person at your house.
No,
we've got
play.
7 people.
Okay.
So it's a bit different.
Need 2 washing machines.
We actually probably need 3. So anyway, I said to Schnooksy, I said, right, we'll get on top of the washing and I'll take it down to the laundromat.
Yeah. Get them to do it.
Get them to do it and they fold it, they wash it, it smells good. So anyway, I've got a couple of those big suitcases in from Antler Luggage and just wheeled them in. And she goes, is that it? And I said, oh, I've got these 2. And I said, no, there's more.
Yeah.
So anyway, she said to me, it's $5 a kilo, I think it was, something like that. And I said, oh, no worries. And I said, how much do you think it's going to be? And she said, oh, it'd be about $70. So that's okay. It's good.
Fine.
$70 was great. She called me the next day and she said, sorry, sir, I miscalculated your weight because it was a 70 kilos worth of clothes. It was just $375.
So anyway, $100 for your washing.
So I went in yesterday, picked it all up. Mate, we're on top of the washing. I found clothes that I haven't had for like 2 months.
You just spent $400 doing your washing.
Yeah. Well, we're on top of it now.
Like that's something you can do in your own laundry.
Yes, but if I didn't go to that shop, they wouldn't have made $400. So I'm helping the community.
101.9 The Fox. We are well rested. We had great holidays. And you spent a wonderful week down at Red Hill.
Yes, Red Hill. Beautiful. Down at Southampton.
Nice pad you hired.
Yeah,
you rented
nice
there.
It's a nice pad. It was really nice. I actually saw it on someone's Instagram. It was Lauren Phillips, actually, when she got married there.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're not together anymore, but that was this time last year.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, this place is beautiful. And it is. It's on like 6 acres. It's beautiful.
Nice. Red Hill's a lovely part of
very close to
Mornington
home.
Peninsula.
Yeah, very close to home.
Yeah, it's not really a holiday so much as it's
a drive down the road.
Because we had someone staying in our beach house, like a friend's for Alex's work. So we couldn't stay there. So we stayed there anyway. We had friends over. It was really good. Great spot. Kids loved it. Good pool. Yeah, it was fun.
It was good. And
what's your point?
Well, the point is I'm worried I might be touching on something sensitive. But I know that yesterday you were concerned you maybe weren't getting your bond.
Oh, yes, the bond. So you obviously got to put down a bond. And that was nearly 2 weeks ago. So when you pay to stay somewhere, you got to put it in before you go.
Yeah, the bond.
Yeah, so then you put a bond in. So when you leave, you expect your bond to be put back
in. And bonds can be quite high.
Yeah, they're high. It was a lot of it was a fair bit. And anyway, we're waiting for our bond and we got the email back yesterday saying your bond so you will be in tomorrow.
Phew. Well, hopefully. Have you checked the bank account?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to talk about
it? No, it's all right. But we're a bit worried because sometimes with a bond, it's like if you don't clean the place up properly or something
happens, damage. Goods.
Nothing was damaged. And we had like 8 kids there. So we had a lot of kids. Gee. So we had Jason's little kids and they wreck everything. My kids are great. they're not. But we put the towels. So you know those towels? You know the swimming towels? They're
like
blue and white.
Towels?
Yeah, the beach towels. The blue and white ones. You see it at all the hotels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just a blue and white stripe.
Just a blue and white stripe. They ran into some other clothes and some
Whoa.
White linen.
Was it the first time they'd been washed?
I'm not quite sure. They might have been brand new, yeah, but they actually got our clothes like
blue-ish.
And they had these beautiful Sheraton towels. And they went a bit blue.
Right.
And but anyway.
Were you out of interest, were you doing the washing at the time?
No, I think actually, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I think it was Mia.
Okay.
Mia,
who does nothing. She never washes ever. But anyway, they went blue, and the guy, Ian, who's a great fellow who looks after the house, he sent it off to a laundromat, and they got it out, so we're wrapped.
That's
so
good.
I think we've got all our bond back.
Good
okay,
work.
So which you're worried, great. Though.
So we're worried. Because
the last few days you've been
back.
Going, I might not get my bond back.
Yeah, we might not get a bond back, because we really looked after the house. Because the guy, Ian, said, see how it is now? When you leave, it's got to look the same.
Yep, you don't know.
And I even tried to put the pillows the same on the couch, and I'm like, I can't remember how the bloody pillows were put.
You're not disappointing, Ian, do you?
Don't
disappoint
me. Bonds are a funny thing, because I've got a friend who they hired a place. I think they went up to Queensland on the Gold Coast. They hired an apartment, and they had 2 small kids, and they just had they left the place spotless. They thought they left, and they got a call saying, we're not giving you your bond back because there were marks on the wall.
Oh.
And my friend's gone, can you send photos of these marks on the wall?
Yep.
And there were like 2 black, you know, she claims they didn't do them and they were there anyway. But they got into this fight and it became, is it worth it? Because I think it was, maybe a couple of grand they needed to get back. But then to go down the path of suing or getting lawyers involved, you're going to spend thousands. So then they had to let it go. But
so that's what happens. People just let it go.
Exactly. See, if you rent the wrong place,
yes,
and you get a landlord that's like, no, I'm not going to give the money back, and I'm going to give some, reason for, maybe even a fake reason.
Yeah, but see, the
there's
reason
you can do.
There's nothing you can do. But I think that the Southampton's real estate up there, the beautiful place at Red Hill, knew that if they didn't give the bond back, I wouldn't be saying how good it was.
Yeah.
No, but it was amazing.
13-10-60, though, I would love to hear from anyone who hasn't got their bond back. Like, because you put down bonds for, more than just houses. If you hire equipment,
even costumes that
costumes
I've hired here.
You have to put down bonds.
For stupid stuff we've done at work.
Well, that's what I mean. If you wear a costume to a costume party and you're sweating
and
you spill a drink on it, and you go back and they go, no, we're keeping $500. Yeah. What?
Yeah. A lot of bands
pay for it.
Go to hotels and they trash them.
Well see, that's the thing.
Back.
People genuinely do trash rooms.
Yeah.
And then if you leave a little mark and they say, no, you break a wine glass, not getting your bond. Bit stiff.
Yeah.
All right,
100%.
Let's see how we go. I mean, if a band wants to call and tell us about how they trashed a hotel room and lost their bond, that would be a great call.
Or if they say no pets and you take a pet.
Yeah, let's take 2. Look, there are 2. There are 2 ways this could go. Firstly, the main question is, did you not get your bond back?
Right.
You could go down the path of it wasn't fair, or maybe it was well deserved.
Yes, I want to hear the well deserved. 101.9
The Fox. We're talking about when you didn't get your bond back. Fev's been waiting tentatively for a few weeks, and he got the word yesterday that the place he rented over summer, yes, they're giving back his bond.
Oh, phew.
I was under the pump.
It was an incident over towels that ran.
And I was under the pump because Alex is like, did you give him your bank account to put the money back in? I'm like, no, hon, I didn't. I didn't. I sent yours. No, sure you did. Like a week later. I kept having to show it to the email. I didn't take the money. I didn't take the money.
Have you noticed most hotels now, when you check in, they say we're taking $500 off your bank card, but we'll put it straight back.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
No, but they didn't used to do that. That's only been the last year or two.
No, they always take like $200.
Oh, I reckon they used to
time.
Do that.
Yeah, but you were staying in Great Westerns.
Yeah, true. Formula Ones. I did used to stay in Formula Ones.
When
I was doing the
sunrise.
Weather for Sunrise.
Oh, yuck.
Thank you.
That's the place that would take.
Max put up at like Crown and
Yeah,
stuff
he's doing
now.
A lot better than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, when you're travelling to regional towns to present the weather, you've got to stay in a Formula One motel. Once. once. I don't want to. I won't go into it.
Go do it. Once what?
No, no. The room at the Formula One. What a wonderful chain of hotels.
She's going to change that story.
Yeah, come on, AJ, come on, Carol Downs. Hey, AJ.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, AJ. AJ, when did you not get your bond back?
Oh, well, actually, I did get my bond back. Ooh. So 3 years ago, a few of us boys went up to Surfers Paradise, and we had just absolutely destroyed the place, just because, you know, a bit of drinking, big party. Yeah. And we're there for about 10 days, and we had come back to Melbourne. And my mate calls me and he goes, hey, dude, we got our $600 bond back. Mind you, we smashed all the glasses that were there, ironing boards.
Well, this is,
I mean, it's terrible behaviour, AJ.
Hey, AJ, sounds like a fun party. Next time you go to Surfers Paradise, give me a call, bro.
I was in the middle of giving him a spray.
You'll be the first one to know.
What do you mean? It sounds amazing.
Do you know what, AJ, what it sounds like is that whoever's managing that property didn't go in and check it, just gave you your money back.
Well, the funny thing is, when we walked in, when we checked in, the door was actually open.
Oh, God.
So we where were you staying?
Sure, it wasn't a bus shelter.
101.9 The Fox. We never miss Fifi on the project, and this was great on Tuesday night. Somebody won a lawsuit to have a story removed from Google search, and Fifi spoke about, well, a certain image that she would love to be removed from Google.
I was all glammed up, and it was from the newspaper, and the photographer, for some reason, there was livestock around, and he said, can I put a chicken on your head? And
chicken,
I said,
a chicken on your head.
An actual chicken on my head. And I said, no, you can't, just I'll keep posing. And he did about 100 shots, and then at the very end, he said, come on, just the chicken on your head. He put the chicken on my head. Of the 200 photos he clicked off, page 3 of the Herald Sun, I've got a chicken on my head.
Yeah.
Boxy.
I told that story, Fev, and it's funny because it whenever, not that you do it often, but if you've ever Google searched yourself and it goes through images,
I've done it a few times.
Well, when there was a photo of me with a chicken on the head, you know what the irony of this is? The photo was, why is it in the studio?
It's everywhere.
We've projected the image. I'd imagine we've also put it on Fifi, Fev and Byer on Instagram, but we've got it all over the studio now.
So,
wow.
Just to clarify.
It's a big chicken.
I was dressed up. Look how fancy I am. I've got a tiara on.
You look beautiful.
And I was doing this photo shoot for the Herald Sun. And I was thinking I just looked as good as I'm going to look. And I was doing that. I was posed. I'm thinking I'm going to get a great photo in the Herald Sun. And this photographer kept going, can I just put the chicken on your head? And at the very end when I said, yeah, pop it on, we drove off and I said to Carly, my friend at the time, I went, yeah, that's going to be the photo they use. And there it was. Now, that was about 5 years ago. Now, the funny thing is, when I told it on the project the other night, Pete Hellier and I were looking for it and we couldn't find it. And I actually said to her, I said, oh, Pete, this is great because
it's gone.
Because over time you get more and more photos taken or whatever, and that gets pushed so far down the list, it's almost off Google.
Great.
Yeah, great, until yesterday, news.com.au dug up the photo and reprinted it.
I read this story yesterday and I'm like, why didn't this girl speak about this today on the radio show? And then I took a couple of screenshots and I thought, I'm going to stitch her up here, but it's already been done. Hey, you had a chicken on your head, Boxy.
Yeah.
I went through Fed Square with a dildo hanging out of my pants. That's the first thing that comes up on Google. I'd rather a chicken on my head.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. A couple of things. I didn't want the chicken on my head. You put the dildo on.
Did I?
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Another dating term for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
A new dating term to kick off 2019.
Hit me with it.
This is a good one. It's called spear phishing. So this is what's happening in the world of
singles.
Go
to a nightclub and just... plenty of fish in that sea.
Now, this spear phishing refers to... Yeah, you were actually, because it refers to social media use. Oh. So spear phishing in the dating world is when you deliberately use social media to target or catch the interest of one particular person.
So you bait them.
So you might have 400 followers, but you upload a photo or you do a post and you're really aiming for one. And the only thing I can think, I just one example in my life a few years ago. In fact, I was with you, Byron, at the time. Remember, we went to an ACDC.
Like you're with together.
Yeah, we're together.
No, mates. ACDC concert.
He was playing along with that.
And there was a guy I liked and loved ACDC. And I remember.
So he's in the band and he's about 90.
No. I remember uploading a photo. And I didn't really, I remember at the time going, the only reason I'm uploading this photo of me at the ACDC concert is because I know that one guy, I'm trying to get his attention.
So you do a photo of yourself?
We used to anything. So maybe it's like when you, another one that I think some girls might relate to is when you're actually just home alone and you upload a photo pretending you're out because you want to get a guy to go, oh, she's a real party animal.
But no, that first example, that was bang on. That ACDC example, that is spearfishing 101.
Isn't it? So you're baiting someone.
You're doing something
for off the bait thing.
Yeah, okay.
But what happens if that person likes all your photos anyway?
No, okay, here's the thing, Fev, ready?
I don't get it.
Okay, let's say, just trying to think, I was trying to use you two as an example, but I won't. If I like a guy, okay, and he's massively into girls that work out, like he loves girls that go to the gym and everything. So I go, right, I'm going to go and get a photo of myself in active wear.
Looking really good.
And I'm going to try and get one of those great booty shots that all the girls do that I will never be able to do in my life, but I'll try and do one of those shots. I couldn't care less what any of my followers thought. I'm just aiming for that one guy who'll go, oh, Fifi's right into the gym.
And he'll like it.
Well, he'll like me. Like, it's not, no, you're not fishing for likes. Oh. Forget the likes.
I want more likes.
You're trying to hook someone. Yeah. I don't know.
Can I have one more crack for Fev here? So it's something you probably should by rights just send to them directly, but you share it as a public thing. With the hope of only them seeing it.
Got another example, Fev. You'll love this.
We're really trying.
Yeah, you put your hand. Fifi, it's your turn.
Here we go. Okay, put it this way. Byron, last year, he uploaded a photo to Instagram, and it was of him sitting in a Sydney hotel room holding a glass of champagne.
Oh, that's right.
And he wrote, it's been a big month. Time for a Sydney weekender. Now, I'm going to guess, Byron.
Right.
There were certain girls in Sydney that you were wanting to know. Sydney.
That's incorrect.
Because he took one with him, remember?
Oh, that's model. Okay.
Nothing happened.
We were making so much progress. 13-2.
Byron, hang on. You don't lie. Be really honest. Were you hoping certain girls in Sydney reach out to you?
In fairness, there's a couple of certain girls in Melbourne I was hoping would see that picture.
Yeah, because
it's still spearfishing.
There was two glasses, wasn't there?
Oh, God.
And he wanted them to get jealous.
13. Actually, you did. Oh, gosh. There's an espresso martini in the shot.
He wanted a girl to get jealous. That's a different terminology.
Anyway, I hope.
Who's spearfishing?
I'm going to test this. If we've explained this adequately, when I say 13, 10, 60, can anyone call with an example of spearfishing?
Yes.
Have you done it? Are you doing it?
Yes.
Has it worked? Give us a call and tell us your example of spearfishing. If we don't get any calls, then we have failed.
Can I give an example?
Oh, God, you don't even know what it is.
So if I wanted to become a gym junkie.
I just did this one.
Yeah, but I go, oh, God, what gym do I want to go to? Because I want F45 to give me a free membership.
No, that's trying to get free stuff.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Another dating term for you.
I wish I'd never brought it up. I'm not kidding. We've just spent 10 minutes off air, Byron, Leon and myself, trying to explain to Fev what this spearfishing. Okay, in the world of dating, this is a new term called spearfishing. Now, the idea is on social media, you upload a post to your 300 followers, but you really
so
just
Byron's
want.
So Byron's posting it.
Yeah. Well, so you really just want. So you like a guy called Steve. Say I like a guy called Steve. I like this guy. I'm like, Steve's
Steven.
Into.
No,
don't, wrong
I like
name.
A guy called Adam. I like a guy called Adam. Adam's into golf. He
Where's
loves,
Adam from?
He plays golf. So I upload a photo going, oh, I'm off to watch the PGA today because I love golf.
And
Adam goes, oh, Fifi's into golf.
Yeah, I understand that.
I like her.
But what about the photo beforehand where you posted and you're sitting at home watching popcorn over a romantic film and he liked that anyway?
No.
You've missed it.
But he's liked both of them.
No, it's not about the likes again. Not about the likes.
It's just views.
I figured out why he doesn't get this. Fev, you don't get this because I don't think you've ever needed this. I don't... Should we just hit the phones? This is not about popularity. This is about snaring someone. It's about setting out some bait to hook someone you like.
Oh.
Fev, I get the feeling you've always gotten what you wanted. I don't think you've had to manipulate people. This is pure manipulation.
Mate, I walked past Snooksy and she just put her arm on me and said, hey, baby.
And you've been together ever since. Yeah. Now, Ethan in Bentley. Hi, Ethan.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Ethan.
I like Ethan as a name.
Ethan's a great name.
Thank you.
Ethan, I'm hoping you can have some luck with Fev here. Can you explain your example of when you've been spearfishing?
So about maybe 5 years ago, I liked this girl. We worked together and she said that she liked guys in suits. So I uploaded a profile picture about a week later of myself in a suit. And I didn't have an event to go to. I just uploaded it.
That is spearfishing.
And Ethan, you would have had all your friends would have liked it, but you didn't care. You just wanted her attention.
No, and we're actually, we've been dating for 5 years now.
Look at that.
Do you wear a suit to work?
Nope, not at all.
Do you think she just liked you anyway?
No. It's spearfishing. It worked for him.
Good spearfishing, Ethan, and a brilliant example. Jen in Bentley. Also in Bentley. There's a bit of spearfishing in Bentley. How are you, Jen?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Jen. How did you go spearfishing?
I spearfished my ex who was obsessed with basketball shoes. He had about 30 pairs. And after we broke up, I went into a Nike store and put on some awesome high-top basketball shoes, took a photo, loved my new kicks, and he liked it and commented. And, yeah, clearly not into basketball shoes at all.
Spearfishing.
Yeah.
Are you back together?
No, we're not.
But she got his attention.
Yeah, that's not the point.
No, it's not the point.
I get it, but he's going to look at that photo anyway.
yeah, but that's it.
That's good.
But they're not back together.
Yeah, but it's better than a photo of Jen posting her slippers. Like she got him going, oh, Jen's cool. Look at those great kicks she's got and I shouldn't have let her go.
Exactly.
I know exactly what Jen was doing.
Should we try for one more?
Oh, please. Shay in Mooney Ponds. Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Shay, we're nearly there. He's nearly across the line. Can you explain your example of spearfishing?
Yes. So the guy that I like, I'm married to him now, just saying. the guy that I like, I saw on the Snapchat that he was chilling with his friend. They were listening to this particular song. And then obviously he liked it, you know, said on their Snapchat story. And so like a couple of days later, I uploaded the same song to my Snapchat. Yeah, and then he saw it, and then we started talking.
See, it got his attention.
See, she knew he liked the song, and she baited him.
Yeah, but she explained that perfectly. I get it. And now they're married. It worked.
You get it?
Yeah, well done.
Whew, we did it.
Yeah, but that
took
was
us 25
only
minutes, but we did it. 101.9 The Fox. Trevor, I haven't told you this story yet. On the weekend, we ended up in the emergency department of a Balinese hospital.
What?
This was drama. It was so stressful. So we were in Bali.
Who were we with?
Trixie. About to fly home, and we were maybe about 5 hours out from the flight. And we're at the hotel and we were an hour away from the car taking us to the airport. Anyway, I was sitting on the bed with Trixie, actually watching the tennis, and I was holding her hand and I looked on her forearm and I could just see this rash.
Little red dots.
Little purple dots.
Purple dots.
And I saw these purple dots. Well, and then I looked at her other arm and there were all these purple dots. And then I've immediately done what I tend to do in these situations. I've Googled the symptoms.
Sure.
And as any parent would know, we get lots of warnings about meningococcal and meningitis.
Yes.
And I immediately, when I put in purple pinprick dots, meningococcal, that is one of the signs, symptoms. And then they said an experiment you can do. And I've taken Trixie to the Royal Children's Hospital before when she's got a rash because I panic with rashes.
Yeah, right.
Because you hear these terrible stories. Anyway, and one of the experiments is you get a glass and you hold the glass against the rash. And if the dots go, like if you look through the glass and it's gone skin colour, it's okay. But if the dots don't go, that is a meningococcal rash.
And they didn't go.
They didn't go. So I fully freaked. I've got dad there, my stepmom, and I'm like, oh, what to do? I've called reception. The hotel were brilliant. They're freaking out. They're like, we'll get an ambulance. We'll get her to the hospital. I'm like, Trixie, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. And I'm thinking, no. meningococcal can take hold quickly and you can't mess around. Then we're about to be on a flight to Melbourne for 5 hours and I'm up in the air.
Then you're going
to
spread it.
Oh, and yeah, I actually hadn't thought about that bit. I was more thinking about if something happened to her. Yeah. So we've got the, we've been rushed to the emergency ward. We get there.
What's it
we're
like,
freaking
the
out.
Balinese hospital?
Dad and I are shaking. Oh, it was actually really great. It was a good hospital. That's no, then good. The staff were brilliant and they went, we went straight through to the emergency doctor and we're sitting there and he's looking at the rash and he's having a chat with Trixie and I'm holding her and I'm like tearing and crying, going, "Should be okay." And I'm in another country and I can't cope. And then he said, "Okay, look, it's not meningococcal." So I'm like, "Oh, thank goodness." I'm
Did
like,
you
well,
use
doctor.
One of those fast passes from America to
no,
get through quicker?
No, Disney World passes don't work in Bali.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Well, doctor, what is it?" And he said, "What she's done, she's bruised her arm." And he's having a chat with her about, because I had asked her, I'd said, "Sweetheart, do you know how
she's
you did this?"
She's giving you nothing.
She gave me nothing. Apparently when she was getting out of the pool, you know the
you
pebble mix?
Yeah.
She sort of rubbed her arm against it. We think that has caused a purple bruise.
So when you look through but, with a glass, it stays there because it's a bruise.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was a massive overreaction.
Dr. Box.
But I would rather, you know, and when
how
I looked
you,
at
how
it.
You did all the
like
right steps.
Hundreds, of, like money's nothing when you're looking after your kids, but it's like the expense that went in to that freak out I had over a bruise, like a tiny little bruise. But anyway, I'm sure I'm not alone in this. 131060, if there any other parents out there who've overreacted to symptoms, and maybe they're your own, maybe they're not even your kids. Maybe you've, see, with WebMD and being able to diagnose yourself online, you can have huge overreactions.
It's two clicks away from just it being fatal on WebMD. It seems as though no matter what's wrong with you, you appear to be, your time's very limited.
Terrifying.
Year 2000, Boxy went to the Greek Islands for a footy trip. Mm-hmm. The day before we left, we went and watched Beaconsfield play in a grand final, who I played footy with, me and little Matty Lappin, little skinny.
This is before he ate the goldfish in Santorini.
Yes. And anyway, so we they won the Premiership Cup. So we're all back at the place down the Beaconsfield Footy Club. We're all drinking out of the cup. We're getting hammered, hanging off the roof.
Well,
anyway, the next day we thought, it was on. It's what you do when you win a premiership. You wouldn't know. You don't play sport.
Well.
And anyway, so we went to the Greek Islands. We were there for a week. And then one of my best mates, Kane Airdrie, who played in that premiership, got meningococcal.
That's
so he's laying in bed. He's in hospital bed. They said he might lose his arm, his leg.
Gee, this story's not quite where we thought we'd...
No. I'm being serious.
Right.
And anyway, so I started getting this massive rash all over my body. And knowing that Kane was in hospital, I'm thinking, oh, my God, we've got meningococcal. And then Lapo started getting the rash as well. And so we've rang our club doctor, Dr. Ben Barisi, who looked after the Carlton boys. So we've rang him in the middle of the night one night, hammered. "Oh, we think we've got meningococcal. What are the signs?" We said we've got all these dots all over us. And so anyway, we had to go to the hospital and get blood tests. And it was alcohol. We had too much alcohol.
Poisoning. Wow.
Okay, there we go.
So we survived Kane survived. So we're all good.
Great story.
It's good to know we're all cautious about meningococcal.
Because you can catch it from drinking out of the same bottles. Yeah, that's how we thought we had it, because of the cup.
Good stuff. Anyway, come back to your calls.
Too hammered.
After this.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm one of those mums who reacts to things. I don't like rashes. I'm straight to the doctor when Trixie has a rash. And I, as I said, in Bali, just before we're about to fly back to Melbourne, she had this purple rash on both her arms, pinpricks. And this is actually a good community service announcement, because that is one of the first signs of meningococcal. Also a fever. Now, the doctor pointed out there was no fever. A lot of expense, a lot of emergency
ward
attention.
How did the doctor get it out? Just a lollipop?
I don't know. He looked at it and said, "That's a bruise."
Oh,
like,
right.
She's bruised
and she said
herself.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I
Trixie,
know.
Trixie, she's a legend.
Tricks. She's quite shy, Feb, so she sort of just doesn't give
I
much.
I think she just plays you really well.
Anyway, it was a massive overreaction, and I'm not the only one to have overreacted. Jenny in Cranbourne. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Jen. Have you overreacted to symptoms?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Thought my daughter, when she was a lot younger, about, I don't know, 15 years ago, thought she was, having real difficulty breathing, kind of like Darth Vader on a bad day, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, what is that? You know, it's tough to get it. So that's where we go to the hospital. We wait about 6 hours. They didn't see her, and she wasn't breathing very well. And,
gosh,
you know, I'd looked in her mouth. I'd looked up her nose. Couldn't see anything. We go in and they pulled out like a huge grape-sized sultana out of her nose.
The old sultana in the nose.
She's popped a sultana up her nose.
Thank you, Jenny.
What's Dark Vader sound like on a good day?
Thank you for your call, Jenny.
Yeah, she said a bad day? Yeah. Doesn't he sound the same?
Well, he'd sound worse.
You wouldn't be able to understand.
Oh, no. That's like Captain Snooze. Yeah.
That's not what it would sound like.
Tony in Melton. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Tony. Tony, have you overreacted to symptoms?
Oh, absolutely. When my daughter was about 2 weeks old, many years ago, I noticed a bump in her, on her forehead between her eyes. Ooh. And I kept stressing, like, this thing's getting bigger and red and, like, what now? So we ended up in the emergency room at about midnight. I waited a while, and when I saw the doctor, he looked at me and he put a smile on his face and he went, it's a mosquito bite.
Tony, no, but mosquito bites on babies and kids, mate, they're sure. huge.
Yeah, no, fair just, enough.
I agree.
Thank you, Tony.
Nicole in Clyde North. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, morning. So I was 32 weeks pregnant, and over the course of the day, my ones and twos started to turn red.
Oh, dear.
So I freaked out, and I called my husband, and I told him what was happening, and he said, don't wait, go straight to the maternal ward at the hospital.
Yeah.
So I got straight in, didn't have to wait. I had tests done. They all came back clear, but I was there for the whole day. They were running tests. I was plugged up to the machine. Baby was being monitored. But in the end, they ended up working out that I just overdosed on a large can of beetroot the day before.
There we go. That was quite a graphic one. Thank you for that one.
Ones and twos, the wheeze and poos.
Correct. Oh, thank you, Brendan.
How does Dark Vader sound again?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
It's time to play Word Tennis. It's for us open tickets. Let's see what you can do.
Quiet, please.
Word Tennis.
So these are tickets to the Australian Open Women's Final. The final.
Wow. Word Tennis.
Yeah, Word Tennis, get it?
No.
So what happens here, this is an age-old game.
Yeah.
So we've got Ivana from Cheltenham. Hi, Ivana.
Hi.
And
Hi.
We've got Oz in Hyatt. Hi, Oz.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh,
good. Hey. Now, Ivana and Oz, are you both familiar with Word Tennis?
No.
Okay, here's what happens. We pick a topic. So if I said the topic today is female movie stars, for instance. So you and I will play a quick game, Fev.
Okay.
We just have to go back and forth with female movie stars.
Yeah, until Renee Zellweger.
Charlize Theron.
Reese Witherspoon.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, good one.
You can't say good one.
Yeah, 3 seconds. You've got three.
Kate Winslet.
Anna.
Beep, I win. No,
yeah. Okay, so Ivana and Oz, you've got to keep saying items from the category I give you until one of you goes blank and can't say anything, okay?
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Great sell.
I reckon we say no repeats.
Yeah, you can't repeat.
Obviously.
Now, it's a pretty easy category, guys. We didn't say it. It's a pretty easy category. The category you are both going to be playing Word Tennis over is fruit.
Banana.
Well, no, stay out of it. It's not for us. We've done our practice.
Oh.
Okay, so Ivana and Oz, you're going to go back and forth. There's a 3-second rule. If one of you takes 3 seconds not to name a fruit, you will lose, okay?
Who goes first? Do we toss a coin?
Okay, have you got one?
Heads, Ivana, Oz, your tails.
I'll let Ivana go first.
How oh, you're what a okay. gentleman. Oh,
I was going to let her go first anyway. Yeah. Oh, I don't
know. Okay, so for Australian Open Women's Final tickets, all thanks to MasterCard, let's do this. Ivana, kick it off with a fruit.
Apple.
Banana.
Pear.
Grape.
Peach.
Lemon.
Passion fruit.
Oranges.
Strawberries.
Blueberry.
Blackberry.
Boysenberry.
Oh. Pineapple.
Oh, oh Ivana, well done.
Oh, Oz, it was tight. I like the boysenberry comeback.
say?
That was like a deep, you know, a deep lob that you just went and ran for and you got.
It's like she works at a fruit shop. Like, she was amazing.
That was good.
Are you sure you're not a greengrocer? No? Okay. Well done. It's thanks to MasterCard she's done it.
Well done.
Category 1 tickets to the women's final at the Australian Open this weekend. More word tennis tomorrow, and that's going to be for the men's final.
What's
Oz win, a ground pass? Or?
He's won the ground pass. Plenty of mixed doubles and juniors action for you, Oz. Congratulations.
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
We made it famous. It is back in 2019, Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
This is a good one. I mean, it's funny because it is back, and Fev and I have never played it on any radio shows we've done. We are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, we've been talking about this since 5:30 this morning, trying to guess it.
I've been talking about this since Monday morning.
Now, let's hear the sound again, Byron.
Here we go.
Now, Fev, Byron, and myself again, we have no idea what it is. I think Fev's just come up with a cracking guess.
Where's Leon?
This is good. It's so good, I almost don't want him to say it because I reckon it's what it is.
So just say I'm walking into an office, guys, as I often do, and I've got my briefcase, and I open up the briefcase locks.
Oh, that's good.
Now they're together.
The briefcase locks.
Or it's them opening or locking. It sounds
because Fev hasn't officially called through, that we can't accept that as an official guess.
That is an interesting guess, Brendan.
Mm. Cool.
Laura from East Keilor, you are officially guessing for $50,000.
Yes.
What do you think the secret sound is?
A pressing a price gun down onto an item.
Ooh, all right, so, and hopefully good. This is the fourth time we've attempted this. The technology does work and Leon presses the right button out there.
We practiced at 6:10 this morning to see if this would work.
So hopefully he doesn't stuff it up. Leon, let's cross to our adjudicator.
You got me?
Yes, we got you.
Yeah. Fev, good guess, by the way.
It's not about Fev, right or wrong. Laura.
Laura?
Yes?
That's not the secret sound.
Ah!
Damn!
Good guess, though.
It's
the
so
price,
it's
that
so
little price
isn't it?
Clicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been practicing. My whole office has been thinking about
it. That's a good one, Laura. Well,
everyone's talking about Fox
just tell them. Just tell everybody in Melbourne about it.
$50,000 secret show.
Now, well done, Laura. We now have Edward in officer. Hi, Edward.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Edward. This is your chance at $50,000. What is the secret sound?
A slideshow camera, like a Viewmaster, one of the kids. Cameras.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about. Where you click it through.
That's very good.
That's
I like
a good
that.
Guess too.
Well done.
Leon, adjudicator.
So Edward, just to clarify, it's not a slideshow projector, it's one of those red toys.
Yes. Yep. And then you click the button and it flips over to the next photo.
Okay. That's not the secret sound.
She's good, isn't he?
You're real.
You're trying to create drama,
he's trying to get traction.
Plenty of airtime for Leon during this.
Yeah, he loves it.
Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound. You got another chance with Aaron Rich after 9 this morning. Could Fev be onto something with that guess? He's just been obsessed with this.
I reckon Maxwell Smart, age at 99, just sounds like, you know.
And all the incorrect guesses, by the way, that we know that definitely are not the secret sound are up at fox.com.au.
Why is our screens pink boxes?
Because
that's an off-air issue.
He's made a mistake, and what he's done is he's put on Laura and Edward together. I mean, they could say hi if they wanted to. Laura, say hi to Edward.
Hi, Edward.
Hi.
Okay. it's a mistake, Byron, mate.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for highlighting.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, I want to talk about a fad. Now, we need to talk about this because your daughter Lulu is into this and was watching it yesterday. Okay, for people who don't know, because I didn't know until 24 hours ago, there is a trend, a obsession online for things called ASMR videos. Mm. Now, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Now, this is a term that was coined back in 2010, so it's been around for a while. Now, ASMR is a relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body. It's the equivalent to a brain massage. Now, basically, this is what I'm being told. It feels like those amazing chills you get when someone plays with your hair or traces their finger down your back. You know,
Seen you so adamant.
Ooh. Like, I know what this is.
It's very sensual.
Now, how people are stimulating themselves with this is via...
That's a wording. The way you presented this.
Keep going.
Is via YouTube videos. There are people on YouTube, online, who are creating these videos, they're getting built. Like, one, this girl's got 29 million views. Jeez. She just creates these triggers and people log on and they go, ooh, that feels good.
Now, can we have an example, please?
Can we have an example? Yes. Out of interest, Byron, is that one on, I just asked
I've
for?
I've got one
through?
That says woman hang talking.
On, yeah, can I hear this? Could,
what did you say that Lulu's into this? What did
Didn't you
this?
Yesterday say Lulu hang watches these videos? I thought
no,
we did.
No, I don't know. No, not these.
Not she what you're talking about.
No, you're talking
you
about.
What were you talking about?
I don't think Lulu's sitting there watching her phone going, ooh.
No, you're making. No, I want to make this.
She's on the slime. So they're videos of slime and they put their hands in it and goes,
what's that crack? Yeah. No. Like that's what this is. I've maybe made it sound a little too.
Because when she watches
central.
It, when she watches it, she goes, this gives me such satisfaction.
That's it. Right. That's what like, it is. Ooh. It's sounds that are satisfying that give you that
not
brain
what you're
tickle.
Watching.
Oh, gosh. I've really lowered the tone of this. Here's an example. This is a woman who creates these videos. Now, you're going to hear her voice whispering, and this is supposed to give you a bit of a brain tingle.
Oh, nice. This will be fun.
Good evening. Good evening. Tonight, I would like to combine all favorite triggers.
Sounds like my Auntie Lynn.
Oh, remember what her job was?
This has gone very pear-shaped. I'm going to be honest.
She worked behind
That's
the phones
a
of a...
555 number.
This is not what I intended.
You said my daughter was...
I know. I don't know what's happened.
What's happened here?
I didn't mean for this to go down this path.
Do we have another example?
Here's another
sure,
example.
There's another one.
Okay. This is supposed to give you a little brain massage.
Is
ready?
This the whispering
Can
one?
We hear somebody whispering?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God.
So we're just going to be making some sounds. I hope you can relax and fall asleep.
This is creepy.
Like a pervert.
I'm not into this, by the way.
No, this is what Lulu's sound listens okay. to.
Well, you're going
to
play it on your phone.
This is different. All right. Listen. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm listening to, though?
That's
a squidging.
Yeah, it's slime, and they're putting squidging their fingers
slime.
Into it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's supposed to make you feel good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what she's listening to. Not
okay, the examples I've got.
Shivers down
unfortunately,
my
the
spine.
Examples I've gotten are quite erotic,
make
and I didn't mean for that to happen. What about the eating a pickle? Can
eating
I hear
a pickle?
That?
Do you reckon I've
eating
always
a pickle?
About?
What's that?
No, let's take a break.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Okay, there's a niche trend we're talking about. It's called ASMR, which is autonomous sensory meridian responses. Now, these are videos that are getting millions of views on YouTube channels. People who just it's like a form of meditation. You listen to sounds that give your brain a little tickle. Now, we've got another example. Is this the eating the pickle or is this just mouth noises?
This is
noises?
One called mouth noises. And okay. Let's just see if it gets that reaction for everyone here. Here we go.
Yeah, see? That does to me.
See, that's disgusting.
No. Think about it.
It's disgusting.
Just close your eyes.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that stimulates my brain.
Does it really?
Yes.
So
but
you
the pickle,
get that one.
Yeah, I get that. I get it.
I got the slime noises. They were quite...
You got the pickle, didn't you?
I didn't. Now, Jamie in Geelong. Jamie, are you into these videos that are supposed to, like, stimulate your brain?
I love these videos. I sit there for at least half an hour to an hour of a night time just watching them.
What? Jamie, amazing. Okay.
Does it tickle your brain?
What?
It does tickle my brain.
Are we explaining it right? Is that what you're getting out of it? It's like it's therapeutic, sort of a form of meditation.
That's exactly right. I actually sit on an acupuncture mat every night. And while I'm sitting on my mat, I watch these. And it's just the most relaxing thing, especially after a big day at work.
Do you have a favourite, Jamie? Do you have... One that you particularly like, a noise that really gets you?
I do love the good slime, so I'm just like you, Faith. But I also love a good like throwing of a water bomb up against a wall and you hear it in that slow-mo.
Oh, a water bomb being thrown against a wall in slow-mo. I do I like that. That's quite visual.
It'll be...
And then the crack.
There we go. So if we all lay down now and listen to...
Don't like
is that relaxing?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamie. Fascinating. You learn something every day. Chester from Dullahaye. Hi, Chester.
How you doing?
Good, Chester. Chester, you into these noises that you just listened to online?
Actually, a friend of mine referred me to it because I get stressed a lot. And he goes, have a crack at this and have a listen. But you usually wear headphones for it and you just close your eyes. It's actually called Virtual Barber.
Virtual Barber.
Yeah, so they actually play out a scenario and you get the natural guy who greets you inside the barbershop. He plays a acoustic guitar, and what happens is it actually plays the left and right senses of your brain, and it's actually quite amazing, really.
Well, Chester, we've got this virtual barber, so we're going to experience this with you, okay? So this is the actual video or the audio that you listen to. So let's all experience the virtual barber.
Just cutting hair.
I like it.
My barber goes. All
right. Oh, you've got the. I liked that, Chester.
Thank you very much, Chester.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Sounded like Byron eating his wraps.
We're out of here. For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.